opinion are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. Today is a Tuesday. It's usually a day of politics. I had two people that were supposed to be in the studio today. One was coming in from Anchorage, one was in from the airport, and neither of them are here.
So I'm here.
So we have the relief pitcher coming in for the save.
Yes.
Melissa Burnett. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you like how I set you up for
absolutely.
For success?
Every single time.
Set you up for success.
Every single time. I love it. But let's start off with how this really began. I came in here and I was like,
yesterday.
Thank God you're back.
You know, Fairbanks, you never know how appreciated you are until you're not here.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely. So I appreciate you, Mr. Pruse.
Yeah, see, I was gone on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was gone yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and it got to be about 11, and I'm like, you know, I just get these, like, it's like a spidey sense, I guess, yeah. Is what you could see. It's like my problem corner spidey sense, right? Like,
yep.
Something's not right.
It's after 10:45, Where's Pruse,
right? Yeah. Well, so I'm a very 2 + 2 = 4 kind of person. And I'm like, okay, something's wrong. Something's off. There's no 2 + 2 = 4 here. Where's Pruse? Where is David? David's nowhere to be. I'm running up and down the hallways. I'm like yelling for people. I'm like, you guys.
Yeah, you came in here pretty animated.
I did.
At 5 to the hour.
I did.
So what was it like yesterday for you?
It was stressful. I was just having to constantly watch and make sure everything was good. And it turned out okay. Everything was awesome. It just, you know, I have that motherly instinct when it comes to the radio stations.
No, you have more of appreciation for me.
I do.
My professionalism.
Pipe down, Chachi.
My professionalism.
Pipe down, Chachi.
Okay, yes. Well, you are upper management. Yes, I will. Oh, man. But look out the window.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Leaf day is occurring right
mm-hmm.
now. I'd say by this Saturday, you can't see through the foliage.
They popped open, what, yesterday, day before? So, yeah it's going to be pretty soon.
You know, you try and explain people from outside of Fairbanks, Lower 48, what leaf day is, and they think you're talking about a marijuana strain.
Yeah, they don't understand it, right? Well, because in the Lower 48, it's a slower process.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's called spring.
Yeah, they get an actual spring.
Bam.
Yeah, all of a sudden, there we are, and it's full on, the leaves are out, and it's like just 2 days ago, we had no leaves. Now they're budding. Like 3 days to go, and we'll be full on.
I got
to
get my my lawn ornaments out for watering the lawn now.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, I saw your beautiful pose. I was like, I will get somebody over here to come clean up this dog stuff.
Good idea.
Teenagers are worth it, man.
Yes, they are. You know, there's a certain amount of money that you'll just throw at a poopy problem.
Absolutely. There is. I don't think there is a limited amount of money that anybody would throw at that. Like, you see dog poo on the ground, you're like, I will pay you to come do that so I don't have to.
I call them my forget-me-nots.
Yes. Gotta love it. Well, and I got two dogs, so it's like double trouble there.
How's your school board doing?
It's doing. We're in a process. We're going to have to sit down and redo our budget here. The borough came through and made their vote. So $50 million is what the borough is set on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have to go through, redo our budget. We're going to come up with a couple different scenarios. We're going to have like a budget A and a budget B kind of situation where if we have this much, this is what it'll be. And if it's this much, this is what it'll be. We're all kind of reliant on the state right now and what they're going to do. The borough is very adamant, which I get it. You know, they want to see what the state's going to do, because the responsibility at the end of the day is on the state. It, per statute, per law, they have got to fund public schools. So the borough wants to wait and see. And then I have full confidence that if the state does not somehow come through with what we are expecting or what we need, that the borough will step in at that point and supplementalize whatever it is that the schools are going to need. So we're just patiently waiting for the state to do.
You're hurry up and waiting.
Yeah, we're hurry up and waiting right now, and it doesn't look like I'm going to assume that things will not be over tomorrow. I think it's safe to say that.
You know, in an election year, they would be.
They would be, exactly.
But this is not an election year.
No, so they can stall out as long as they want to.
There's special session time.
Yeah, and I expect that that's what'll happen. I don't think we're going to get full answers on what we need and want for a little while. I think that'll be funding formula stuff mm-hmm. will be pushed off to next session. But, you know, hopefully, my biggest hope is this, that the governor doesn't go veto happy. I don't want that. So.
Oh, come on.
No.
Live dangerously.
Live dangerously. I don't want to. I just would like the budget to come through and the governor to say, okay, this is perfect. Here you go. But you know that won't happen. So we'll see what he does. Just leave education alone this year.
Well, didn't they come out with a fairly significant the Senate upgrade of funding for you?
Yes, sitting at about $16 million. So depending on how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. So it's either an 86 or was it 680 increase? I think is what it is, $680, or it'll be 16.2, which they're both kind of the same amount of money. So it is significant. It will help. It won't solve our issues, but it'll help.
Well, the solving of the issues
is on us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you've turned that ship. You still have a couple of members that haven't quite righted their mental telepathy and focus.
We're working on it.
And are quite woke.
We're working on it.
Quite woke.
It's a difficult situation for sure. Our school board does sit 4-3. And so it's not in our favor, but we do the best we can, right? And our board is very student focused, and we all seem to have the one thing in common is what's best for kids. But there just seems to be a disconnect at the moment with the funding. Half of us are like, hey, the other half are like, well, hey. So
it seems like a portion of you are just like, well, since we're the school board, we should just get whatever we ask.
Yeah, pretty much.
And have no...
Yeah, repercussions of it.
Or responsibility yeah. for the efficiency of what we fund.
Absolutely. There was rhetoric that, you know, we should just ask for everything. Why not? Just put it all out there. Ask for everything. I actually got a lot of torches and pitchforks thrown at me because I was the one that said, hey... A good neighbor asks for a cup of sugar. You know, when you're out of sugar, you go to your neighbor, you say, hey, can I get a cup of sugar? I'm trying to make something, you know, whatever. You don't go say, hey, I need your bag. You don't ask for it all. You ask for a little bit. You ask for some help. And then you climb the rest of the way out yourself. That's where I'm at with it. But, you know, people didn't like when I said that. I wanted to be conscious of the fact that anything that happens is on the taxpayers, right? It's here in the borough. And anything... It mill rates raise. I wanted to be very careful about what happened with our taxpayer dollars, and I did not want to increase values more than they already have. I mean, let's face it, things are astronomical right now, and people have a hard time. And your basic families out there, the ones that, you know, are just making it paycheck to paycheck, they cannot afford an increase. And so that's where my heart was. Like, yes. I would love to have all the funding. In a perfect world, I would love to have a fully funded educational system. Absolutely. But that's not where we are. And we need to be conscious of our taxpayers and of our neighbors. So that's why I was more in favor of asking for what we needed, proposed to let's ask for everything.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have...
What do you got on there?
No,
I don't
no,
know
no,
what's
no.
on.
No, your name.
Oh, Rock Candy.
In the studio with me here, and we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And why are you Rock Candy?
Because I'm hard, sticky, and sweet.
And we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge is seeking local team members for the up-and-coming season. We are offering a $500 sign-on bonus to local residents for the following positions: line cooks, sous chefs, and supervisors. Line cooks earn $20 an hour, sous chefs $22 an hour, and supervisors $21 an hour. Earn a free cruise based on contract completion. If you've ever been interested in working in the travel or food and beverage industry, now is a great time to apply. Go to AlaskaTourJobs.com and apply today. Our team is waiting for your application, and we're eager to speak with you.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio. Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated rain showers. High of 68. South winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 41. Highs level off around 64. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It's David Pruse and Melissa Burnett, also known as
Rock Candy,
in the studio. Oh man, the way you say that. In the studio here, on the Fairbanks City Council side and City of Fairbanks side, we had a work session this morning, and yesterday was not a good day for me.
Mm-hmm.
On a personal basis. Sunday evening, I ate too much pasta.
You woke up in a pasta coma Monday.
Yeah, I did. About 2 a.m. Yeah. My stomach hurting. Oh, my God. I did not get back to sleep. About 3 o'clock, my side was hurting. It was like I had a big Charlie horse on my side. So I'm in, you know, they see me about 8:30, and they, I'm not in the best mood.
You've been up all night.
Yeah. So I explain it to the people I'm with, you know, and they're laughing at me. I go, now remember this. This is the worst thing I'm ever going to see me. So that's pretty darn good. They're going, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. And they're saying, you know, the city clerk goes, remember, Mayor, you know, you're not on the air. So I can't erase the tape.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So this morning, the first thing at 7 a.m. we have a work session, and I look at her and I go, okay, I know I'm on the air and you can't erase the tape. Okay.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
I'm on the air. And I got a great, but today was even worse, not worse, but the opposite. You know, with a 7 a.m. work session, I try and get there at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, get all your ducks in a row and everything. Which means I'm going to get up at about 5:30 to walk the dog, cycle the dog.
Yeah.
So this morning, I'm waking up and I'm looking at the clock and 5 o'clock. So I got, you know, 20 more minutes, and the dog is just getting pissed. Just getting pissed. I mean, I'm not getting out of bed. You know, cycling him outside, feeding him. Then he can rush me on the walk. So I'm just, you know, purposely pissing him off.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, I get to do this. This is, you know, after I get up.
I mean, he's a Dalmatian too.
Yeah, so. After I get up, it is his day. I mean, it's just, my control is gone. So, boom, 5:20, I get up and look at the clock and it's 6:20. I'm just not having 2 good days in a row here.
No.
So I, you know, Timmy, I'm going to make it to the office in time, but there ain't no dog walk.
Yeah.
And boy, was he pissed.
I bet.
I mean,
you're going to get it when you get home.
Oh,
so hard. Oh. He's going to be so mad at you.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, and I'm like, I'm going out the door. No, you can't go. He's just looking at me like,
the hell?
No, like hurt. The look of total hurtness. How, you know, you let
Betrayal.
Me down.
Betrayal.
And then there's me. I'll be back. You
You'll
get every
be
day.
Fine. Yeah, You'll so. Be fine, dog.
So anyway, at our work session, it was a good work session. We had a lot of items on our agenda. And one of them, we've been working on since last August,
mm-hmm.
what are we going to do with the bed tax funding? How are we going to allocate it?
Yeah,
here we go again.
Here you go
and
again.
And so I said, this is the Frankenstein bill. You know, it's alive.
Yeah.
It keeps, you know, we keep bringing it back from the dead. It won't die. and I said, you know, since I sent out this email, I had the clerk send out an email yesterday that said, we have a pretty extensive list on our work session. Then we're going to go into executive session, which is very, very important.
Yeah.
So if you have any, people are already talking about amendments to the next ordinance on the bed tax. I mean, you're already talking about that.
Yeah.
So I said, bring in your written substitutions. Have them ready in writing. That way we're not wordsmithing.
Right.
Everyone can see it in front of them. So we had two replacements, and they're both from the sponsors. Oh, my God. I said, okay. So I looked at it in a very political move. I said, I like both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever one you guys choose is good with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, just one of those things. Then we had budget amendments coming in, and we're going to put an extra $700,000 into our reserve.
Yeah.
We have some expenses coming up, but we have more income coming in than we thought or that we had budgeted for. And a lot of that is from when I was running for election, I said we have to reallocate our accounts, get mm-hmm. better, put in more savings. And we're doing that. So we got an extra $750,000 on, it's 4.75% interest on our accounts. So boom, we're
making steps forward. There you go.
And we can use it for other things.
Yeah.
And so then we also we have a ordinance coming up to add fire captain, battalion chief.
I saw that.
And that was my idea. When we were going through a bunch of things a couple months ago, I looked and said, you know, every month I go through each department. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the overtime.
Right.
And here it is at the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are underneath what our budgeted overtime amount was. But if you look at this, whereas 75% of the overtime is going to battalion chiefs and captains.
Yep.
Why? Because we don't have a extra one.
Mm-hmm.
And when one is gone, this is what happens.
This is what happens, yeah.
So if we have that utility, that relief person.
You'll cut down on the overtime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it'll pay for itself.
Yep.
So when we did that today, Crystal Tidwell, she wrote the ordinance, and I thanked her. And I said, this is what I asked her to do, and I'll bring in and I'll show you every monthly operating account.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to understand why we're doing this one. And it'll be up to you guys. But you're going to understand the numbers and why this is a savings.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's pretty great, Crystal Tidwell. I got to give her kudos. You know, she does a great job for you there on the city council. So
yeah, I had her back on this one. I had her back. because this was, you know, I could see the way this is going to go over. Well, yeah. We just got done doing this, and we're going into something else. Oh, my God. So I had this one.
Well, and then you still got the Polaris up there. So.
Yeah, we have that, too.
How's that going?
So far, so good. We're behind the schedule of knocking down the annex, but mm-hmm. but we're extending the deadline to the end of the month, so it's an extra 3 weeks. But what we're learning on this is how to bid the big one.
The tower, yeah.
And
that's the hard one.
Yeah, and what we're going to be doing is when we put out the RFP, we're going to have the RFP out there for about 2.5 months before we finish the delivery date of your proposal. And that way, you know, we tried giving amounts of contaminants in the annex.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do in the Polaris, in the tower, we call it the tower, we're not going to give any amounts. You're, as a bidder, you're going to have 2 to 3 months to go in there and figure out the amounts and put it in your bid.
Okay, yeah.
That way we don't have a variance. Well, you said there's only 60 tons of this and there's 80 tons of this.
Yeah, you don't put a number on it.
Yeah, you go figure that out.
And figure it out and you put the number on it.
A lot more time, a lot more time.
Yeah, there you go. So what is the different? I know that the annex, so I came after the Polaris even shut, after it was all shut down and stuff, so I've only known the abandoned building. I know that the annex came after the tower, so what are the contaminants, the differences between the tower and the annex itself? Are they the same, or is there better construction in the annex part?
A better construction in the annex, and you don't have the PCBs embedded in the concrete.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
we have some PCBs and light ballast and stuff like that. But it's not in the concrete. In the concrete, we have to ship out to Oregon.
Yeah, right.
How about that?
How about that? Yeah. Well, that's just due to lack of recycling areas for that kind of thing here, correct?
There is no place available in Alaska to put it.
Well, there you go. You know, then that's kind of, I guess that's kind of the what you get when you live in Alaska, right? There's some great benefits to being here, but then there's also some, you know, shipping. You know, no, Amazon barely ships to Alaska. Like, it's like only the continental United States. It's like, what about Alaska and Hawaii?
Thank God for FedEx and UPS.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So, no, it makes sense, you know, having to go out to Oregon to be able to get rid of it. But that says a lot for Washington, too. Not even they have.
You know, back when I used to have cable or regular TV, and then, you know, these 1-800 numbers for shipping, except Hawaii and Alaska.
Yes.
Really?
When you're Amazon priming and it's like, you go to checkout, everything's good. Check. You go check out, you hit the will not ship to Alaska. I'm like, really?
What? You know, I ordered clothing from Men's Warehouse on like Sunday, and it'll arrive on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw my daughter was diagnosed type 1 diabetic a couple weeks back, and I actually just ordered her InPen today from Medtronic, and it'll be here in 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's amazing the things that won't come here are the things that we can't send out, but other things, it's like 1-2 days, you have it.
And yes, even though I ordered off Men's Warehouse, I still go to Frank's Men's
Warehouse. Still go to Frank's?
Once a month, no matter what, to make sure they stay in town.
I got to give mad props to Frank's and Audrey's.
Sarah runs that, great lady.
Audrey's was the most needed thing this town needed, in my opinion. And they really knocked it off the shelf there. Yeah. They did a great job with Audrey's and just giving that aspect. I know people are like, clothing stores. We actually need
high-end boutique.
Yes, we do. You know, for the business class, for even fancy things. We have a very lacking community anything for that kind of stuff. So
okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Oh gosh,
and it's political.
Oh gosh,
do you shop at Fred's East or Fred's West?
West.
Okay,
I don't like East.
Okay,
that's political.
Yeah. Now I shop.
East just needs to get on the same page as West. Put the stuff in the same spot.
This is what happens when you go to Fred's East. You're listening on the radio station that's there playing. It's the river.
It is. It is. They do play the river.
Over at West, you listen to National Radio Public, NPR.
That's true.
You go in the Fred's East, and you got Dodge Ram Chargers. In West, you got Subarus.
Okay, but...
You know, come on
there's,
now.
There is so much room for activities at Fred Meyer West.
Yeah. So at East, you know, you're getting in your groove, and you're thinking about ice cream and coffee. And over at West, you're thinking about, I feel like going Celestia, and let's go to the oatmeal oat grain shop area.
Yeah, but everybody shops at East, so you'll find an empty store at West. When at East, it'll be packed. I'm like, I prefer it's always less congested. There's so much room for activities. We could build bunk beds in there.
You know, East is Union, West is a non-Union. Yeah, it's funnier than heck. You know?
It really is. And
tale of two cities.
Yeah, no, and that's what you get too, right? Even when you ask your typical people, like, what side of town do you go shop on?
Yeah,
I shop the west side of town.
I'm proud. I shop the east. You know?
Exactly.
I know where everything's at.
Well, and I'm that's where I'm at with West. Like, I know where everything. I go to East and I'm lost, and I'm like, where in the hell do they keep the soup?
Yeah, and why? And I'm over at West. Why do they keep it over here? These dumb, you know. I got to talk to Rock Candy about this. I thought the great analogy was the river.
Yeah.
My favorite radio station and NPR.
Hey, at least we're not Anchorage, okay? Have you been to those Fred Meyers? They're a mess.
No,
they're insane.
No.
There's the one that's like by Diamond. I don't think it's by Diamond. I don't know Anchorage very well. But anyway.
It's off Diamond Boulevard.
Yeah, there you go. And it's got like three sections of it. Oh, what did I do?
A sweet emotion. Aerosmith.
There we go.
Opera music. I love you. Did you put this on there?
I did.
Oh. You so missed me. You so missed me.
I did. I don't like it when you're not here.
Fairmix,
I have to worry.
We're going to listen to some wonderful bumper music. Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. I saw that live in concert. And we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And we'll be back.
You aged yourself.
I know.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today as President Biden and congressional leaders trying to negotiate an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
The U.S. economy hangs in the balance. The livelihoods of millions of Americans do too. So there's no time to waste. Congress should address the debt limit as soon as possible.
She says we have until June 1 to figure this out. A Senate Judiciary Committee with a hearing on advances in artificial intelligence. Chairman Richard Blumenthal actually played an AI-generated opening statement. This is AI here.
We have seen how algorithmic biases can perpetuate discrimination.
Sounds like a real human, right? Several industry leaders are warning about AI. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska News Source reports the redistricting board approves a plan set by the Alaska Supreme Court. The Alaska Redistricting Board unanimously voted to approve a 2022 interim plan as the final 2023 redistricting plan during a board meeting at the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. The vote comes just after the Alaska Supreme Court ruled last month that proposed redistricting maps in Eagle River and South Anchorage were unconstitutional. According to the board's legal counsel, Matt Singer, the court directed the board with two options to move forward after its ruling. Decide if additional redistricting was necessary or approve the interim plan that was put in place for the 2022 election year. While the board moved forward with its decision to adopt the interim plan as the final redistricting plan, it didn't come without some hesitation from board members like Bethany Markham, who said that she fears that by adopting the court-mandated plan, they would be surrendering their discretion to the courts. The board's chair, John Binkley, stated he didn't agree with all the court's opinions, but respected its decision. Binkley said that he's proud, really, of the work that this board did and proud to be
streaming
part of the
process. Online at
KFAR660.com. Friends, don't let friends fish Valdez without a derby ticket. And here's why. More than $80,000 in cash and prizes can be won in the Valdez Fish Derbies. But there's more to the derbies than prizes. June 2nd through 11th, there's a halibut hullabaloo tournament. The Kids Pink Salmon Derby is July 22nd, Women's Silver Salmon Derby August 12th, and there's a tagged fish contest August 11th through September 3rd. Valdez knows how to run a contest and throw a party. So consider yourself invited. Visit ValdezFishDerbies.com for more information.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job fixing it all at a reasonable price. Well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa Burnett is in the studio with me here, and we're going to invite you to call in and tell us which store is better.
What side of town
west,
you like best?
West or east, or just smack down on the other one no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, here's something you're going to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, I find myself walking down the shampoo aisle.
Oh.
And I don't need a...
No, that's weird.
Yeah. just walking by.
You washing your eyebrows?
No, I was just walking by. Is it getting from one side of the store to the other? Yeah, washing the eyebrows. Yeah. And so I'm looking at this. And I counted it off. I said, this is 75 feet. Now that's 75 feet. 70 feet is designated for women hair products.
Yeah.
93%. Now, and then the 5%, you got something like Axe. You buy Axe.
Yeah.
And then the women, I couldn't even pronounce two-thirds of these names, did this name come out of a pharmacy?
Yeah.
You know, is this a name, to to think that the female is the crown jewel of hair.
Why do you think I never, ever, ever send my husband for shampoo, ever? Because he'll just, it's like walking down like the feminine hygiene aisle, right?
Yeah.
It's like, there's like 90 million brands and flavors.
I'm going to blow it. I'm so dead. I am so dead. If I bring home the wrong one, I am dead.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to bring home the
right
one.
That's called cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, that's true. I give it to the beauty companies, man. That's what they do.
Oh, you know, it's set up for to win or to fail for a male.
Yeah, and it's really, if you look at the back of the bottles, too, like, and I can vouch for this. I've done it. I used to work. I was the beauty advisor for Walgreens for several years, right? I mean, if you look at the back of the bottles of the shampoo, it's literally all names. It's they're selling a brand.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you do have your other, you have your ones that, like, got no sulfates and got no phosphates and whatever, the bad things that they say for your hair, right? They don't have any of that. So those are the more expensive end. But like really, truly, three quarters of that shampoo aisle, they're all the same. They're just in different bottles and smell a little different. And it's like, really? Really? We can't just have, you know, just like two brands and call it a day?
Axe and Borax?
Something. Who knows?
Axe and Borax.
Axe and Borax.
Yeah.
I ain't washing myself with no Borax.
You know, I've made a few mistakes in life. There's probably a reason why I'm still
walking down the shampoo aisle, being one of them.
This is one of the reasons why I'm probably still single.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, dating a very nice lady, and she gave me a call. Could I pick up some toilet paper?
Yeah.
You know, for her? Yeah. No problem.
She got the wrong kind.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was.
That's important.
Like, I was, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She got the cheap stuff.
You know, I
is this how you live, peasant?
Yeah. You know, I didn't get the green. You know, the green, whatever that meant. You know, it seemed fluffy and soft to me.
Yeah. It's got to feel good on the tushy. Like, stop it.
But no. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. There are people out there who are like that too. Like, and if you don't buy the right brands, like, ooh, they'll come on you for that. Like, you don't buy, like, the 7-generation, like, 1-ply. Like, who? Really? No. I need, like, 3-ply, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that.
No, totally.
But I didn't get to, you know, I got what I thought was really soft and comfy.
Oh, and it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't in the green package, whatever that meant. That's it. Just not in the green package.
It's not in the green bottle.
Yeah, it's not the green package. Oh my God. You know, David, you do things wrong in life.
Well, so what's really funny is when it comes to grocery shopping in my house, I do 99.9% of it. That 0.1% belongs to the toilet paper, and that is the husband's doing. He chooses the toilet paper because I have found that I also do not grab the proper blue one. He wants the blue one, and it's got to be the proper blue one, and I don't grab the right one. So he gets the toilet paper.
You know, I single male bachelor with two bathrooms, and I buy the toilet paper.
Why, you got two bathrooms, and I have one?
Yeah, and because I'm a single male bachelor. Yeah.
But you pee in one, poo in the other.
I just, when the one floor gets dirty, I use the other one.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But anyway, so I can't tell you what I buy. It's, you know, soft and comfy and double ply at least. Yeah, this looks good. And it's on special. And you're going, you know, I don't need 18 packs of this. I need like a 4-pack. And they come like minimum 8. I'm going, you know, I don't, you know, it's just me.
Yeah. Right. No, I get, but it lasts you. I mean, remember in COVID when there was no toilet paper? So, I mean.
Oh, well, you see, that's where you're wrong. I had plenty of toilet paper. Now, why would I have plenty of toilet paper?
Why would you have plenty of toilet paper? Because you're a single bachelor who lives by himself.
No.
Oh.
Because of property management, commercial property management, and cases of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. There you
cases
go. You real estate person, you.
Yes, cases of toilet paper.
I forget you wear like 18 million hats around this city. It's insane.
And toilet paper acquirer was one of them.
It's one of them. Well, next time I run out, I'm going to call you.
You shut me off the air, but I can still get toilet paper for you. You know, Dave,
goes to say in 2020 when there was no toilet paper to be found, David was set up just fine.
I was.
That's not fair.
I was the go-to guy for toilet paper. I know, my goodness.
Next time I'm calling you. The next time there's a pandemic, I'm like, David, I'm coming to raid your toilet paper.
Yeah.
There you go.
But anyway, but the stores are so interesting when you look at it. And, you know, and no matter what happens, every 10 years, at either Fred's store on the 10th anniversary of that store's opening. Major remodel.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Major remodel. They just did one recently at West, I think it was, a couple years back. Mm-hmm. Oh, and let's talk about Walmart for a second. That's like on a five-year rotation with remodels, and it's insane.
Really?
Oh, it is. Just a few weeks back, they had, like, it's all different in there. I don't shop at Walmart very often. I prefer...
Neither do I. I don't understand the store layout.
Right.
I'm pretty bad.
Right. It frustrates me trying to find things in there, so I'm just like, I stick to Fred Meyer West because that's what I know. I love it there. Yep. You're an East guy. You know, I just don't go to Walmart.
I'm a Home Depot guy, not a Lowe's guy.
Right. I'll go to both.
Because I know where all the barbecue stuff is at Home Depot.
Okay. Well, so I worked at Home Depot for years. So, like, I'm very familiar with the store as well. But Lowe's, I like Lowe's. Lowe's is good, too.
I like the Home Depot barbecue stuff better.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, but, you know, with Walmart, back to them, it's like they go through so many remodels and so many changes so often. They're constantly moving things. My daughter, okay, we're going to go to my daughter. Like, trying to keep that girl in pants is insane.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and she grows so much. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Walmart and just pick up some cheap pants. Nope. Nope, can't find them anywhere. I don't know where all the girl clothes went. I'm like, I left. Like, this is why I don't go to Walmart. I can't. It just makes no sense to me. Fred Meyer West, I love that store.
The secondary Fred Meyer.
Depends on what you're talking, because, I mean, you want to talk pharmacy. You know, they got some great, great, great people over there at Fred Meyer West. Now, that's not knocking on Fred Meyer East, because I just
don't be knocking on my
East. No, I haven't used that pharmacy, mine.
Now, you see, over at East, we have connected to the building. We have...
Oh, ice cream.
Ice cream.
You have ice cream. That is true. Yeah. Do you remember Taco Del Mar that used to be there?
Yeah.
I miss Taco Del Mar. That was when I shopped at East, and I think that's why I don't shop there anymore, because I'm mad Taco Del Mar went away. They replaced it with, like, Subway, and I don't even think that's there anymore.
No, they got the hair salon.
Something. So, changes out.
To go along with the 75 feet of hair product.
I just want
to come on
ice cream.
In. We'll do your hair.
Yeah.
You can bring it home, or we can do it here, whatever you
there
want.
There you go.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it is. And you got your gas station not too far away.
Yeah.
I still prefer West.
And I think the meat counter at East is better.
Oh.
The butcher counter.
Oh, you know, I do got to give kudos to that butcher at East. He's, and he's very communicative, right?
Yeah.
He talks to everybody.
He does.
And I can't tell you, I have been there, and he's having the full-on conversation about a cut of meat, and It's actually kind of spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you know, very personable. That's, and when you talk to, like, that's what you want out of a butcher, right?
Yeah.
Out of your meat guy. I mean, if you're not hitting the sales areas and you're at that actual meat counter, you want to know what you're buying. You want to know how much.
And they'll let you pick it out, whatever ones you want. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Now, I got to give a shout out to Safeway, because Safeway, they get fresh steamer clams and mussels every Thursday and Saturday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Fred Meyer's does not sell that.
You know what?
And the people at the butcher shop are pissed.
I like Safeway because they do a good job at their deli and bakery and their whole food counter area. They great people back there. Great. I love Safeway cakes. Like, you want to do a birthday party, go to Safeway and get a cake. Get best ones. Absolutely. It doesn't matter, East or West. Like, I find both of them are top-notch.
Do you really think I'm worried about getting a cake?
You could be.
That's not said called Hostess?
No, probably not.
Exactly.
But you know.
Or I'll go to Marla's Bake Shop.
Oh, I love that place. She is phenomenal.
You know what the whole problem with that Marla's is?
What?
It's on my way home.
Yeah. Yes, right. I don't ever hardly pass by there, so it's intentional when I go.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to bring
it's
up
It's like they have a, I try and say, okay, David, their force field is on. You cannot stop. It's going to bounce you off. Keep going.
So
keep going.
You know what one of my favorite places in town is that it's probably going to be a hot minute before we get again? Spice It Up.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel so bad for Tariq. That last night, that just, I don't know if you saw the pictures or you saw the reports, but Spice It Up caught on fire last night. So
no, oh no,
he lost his truck, and it's
I did not know that.
Absolutely fantastic guy, fantastic food, fantastic place.
Self-made.
Yeah, absolutely. And
what happened?
Not sure, still waiting on reports from the investigation, but started seeing it pop up around 9 p.m. last night or so.
Boy, you know, when his season comes out and he gets burnt up, I'd be looking at arson, competitor.
Yeah, I just know that it sucks for him and losing the truck and the shop, and it'll be some time. So, well wishes going out to Tariq and the crew.
Yeah,
that's
too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Everybody out in Fairbanks is just,
I have a feeling that 50% of it is going to be from a sinister basis.
I had feelings like that about the Blue Loon.
So, go figure, yeah.
Go figure.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Your road is where you find it with the Cooper Discover AT3 family of tires from GCR Tires and Service. Redefine the limits of Alaska's open roads, and they'll take you to places you've never been before. Aggressive and tough on rocks, loose gravel, and mud when you're off-road, exceptionally quiet and responsive on the road. The Cooper Discover AT3 family of tires. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 68. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 41. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 64 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. It's graduation season.
It is.
Monroe had theirs. They had, like, you know, an incredible amount of scholarships for their students. It seemed like it was about $200,000 average per student.
You're seeing the same thing at every school. So last night was North Pole's graduation, and that was so phenomenal to be a part of. First off, just seeing these kids graduate, seeing these seniors do the thing, takes me back to my graduation, right? Like,
so who's happier, a student or a parent?
The students.
No, I think it's a parent.
I
don't
know.
Get this kid out of the house.
You should have seen those students last night, man. Yeah. They were so ready and just so ecstatic and just so everything. But, like, back to the scholarships, there was a couple of kids, the valedictorian and the salutatorian of North Pole High School, both of them walking away with over $200,000 worth of scholarships for college. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Both of them already signed on for colleges. They also did something last night where they recognized not just student achievement, but, like, sports achievements, and if they got signed on to trades, and you should have seen how many of these kids were standing up with what they all accepted and things. It amazing what we're doing in our districts. But yeah, it's graduation season. Last night, North Pole graduated. Tonight, West Valley taking their walk. Tomorrow is Lathrop. And then we got, of course, Best High School is graduating. Eielson Air Force Base on Thursday. CEC was last week. Gosh, there's so many of them. It just, Effie was last week. It's just these seniors. It's so awesome to see them.
You're smiling deeply.
Yeah, it just touches my heart so much to just watch these kids. And last night, it just brought it all back to, like, when I graduated high school and my principal screwed my name up. Like, I was very proud of Principal Spillane for not doing that.
Too funny. You know, every year, you know, I start getting letters for funding of their after party. I'm saying to myself, Get your money for your own keg.
Big props to the boss's wife from here. She was the head of North Pole's graduation committee.
Oh,
and
really?
Went all,
Ashley was?
Yes, Ashley was. And so she's a teacher, first off, right? So she's a teacher here in our district. An absolutely amazing one. And she went all out for these kids. Like, so many sponsors. And she started, like, back in November, I want to say. They started this committee. And just gave these kids everything, and it just absolutely amazing. And yeah, there's a big smile on my face because it just lights up my world to see these kids graduating and see them achieving the first thing that gets them into adulthood, right? Get out of high school. And they did it, and it's just so great. So congratulations going out to all of them.
Bah humbug,
whatever, sitting there in your stoic ways. I am so happy for them. It's amazing. We actually, our student representative on the school board, Olivia Smith, actually graduated from North Pole last night, and I cried so hard. Goodness. I've only known that girl for 6 months, eight months now. Man, she's amazing, and she's going to go so far and do so many great things out there in the world, and I just can't wait to see what she does. I bawled so hard. I was like, I think I cried harder than her mom. I was like,
you marshmallow.
I was such a marshmallow.
Just suck. Come on, get a backbone. Get a grip.
When it comes to kids, I have no backbone whatsoever. I just melt like a pile of marshmallow. I'm butter. I'm butter when it comes to kids. I am. And I just love everything that they do. And I love that they have a passion for school and a passion for just getting through it. Like, that's what I saw last night, right? Like, I asked several of them, like, so are you excited? Are you happy you're graduating? Like, I just can't wait to be an adult. And I'm like, well, hang on. Hang on. Trust me, you can wait to be an adult. But they just, it's amazing. I just love kids, and these graduations are just the pinnacle of it all. So, yeah.
You're such a marshmallow.
I know you're judging me so hard right now.
You're such a marshmallow.
I am a marshmallow.
But it's good that you do what you do then, where you're at.
Yeah.
Because that's what's important to you.
It is, absolutely. And I just want the best for all of them, right? Like, every single kid in this district, I just want the best for them, and I want to see them graduate, and I want to see those smiles and their stomps and their dances that they do as they go up on stage. Oh, man. There was one kid had a hamster in his hand last night. He walked with his hamster. It was so cool. It was the cutest. I know. I see the look on your face. It was great.
You got to get a life.
What?
You got to get a life.
Oh, no. My life is great.
I know. When I graduated from college, boy, was I happy.
Yeah.
And I went to this Cal Poly Business School there. And as a freshman, they brought us, the 800 freshman students of the business school.
Yeah.
They brought us into this room. They gave us the statistics. Only one out of four of us are going to be graduating.
Yeah.
These are statistics.
Yeah.
And so my graduation class had 200. And, you know, that now there's people graduate in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's these people who are running through the victory sprint.
Yes.
We had
that.
Breaking the tape.
Yeah, we had that.
And then there's me. I crawled up to the finish line and put my hand across the finish line. And I was done.
You were done.
I made it.
Yeah.
That was how I graduated from college.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I made it, and I was done. No mas. You know,
no mas. No mas.
I am good to go. I did it.
That's awesome. I remember graduating from high school, and I was one of those, they called my name, and I ran so fast just for the principal to screw my name up. And I still, though, I took my diploma, and I raised it.
What was your maiden name?
It's not even hard. That's the thing. My maiden name is Satchel. But, so here's the thing. I actually have, so my mom remarried when I was small. My stepdad never adopted us. But for the longest time, we went with his last name. So we were hyphenated. It was Satchel Sanchez.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Well, and like when I graduated.
Satchel Sanchez, really?
Yeah, Satchel Sanchez. That was my maiden name for many years. Well, when I graduated on my diploma, it says Satchel because that was my legal name.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Kaiser, my principal, always knew me as Miss Sanchez. No, he always called me Miss Sanchez. And he looked at it and he goes, Melissa, Melissa, get up here.
Yeah, your own personal.
I had my own personal, yeah. So that was my intro and that was my graduation, which is actually pretty great. And I was, so what was really funny was there was nobody after me. I was the last one. No, there was no Z's, no T's, no none of that in my school. So it ended at the S's and I was the last one. So it was like, at the same time, kind of like I got the big hurrah of it all, right? So
you were the finale.
Yeah, I was the finale. Of course, you know, finish it off right.
Or just get it finished. Oh, my goodness. Well, what are the summer plans for these students, do you think?
Oh, you know, curious. I know many of them are making their plans for college. I know a lot of them have signed off for that. I know many of them just getting ready to enter the workforce. I know, Olivia, she's going to take a little bit of time. And
a gap year?
Yeah, I did. It's sometimes that's what you need. You need to take that gap year, you know, give yourself a little break, figure it out, and then go. I expect some of them probably take a gap year. Some of them go right into working. Some go right into college. Either way, I'm just so happy for them and the fact that they graduated, and it'll be interesting to see what becomes of them all and, you know, who they become in our town, right? Maybe they'll be mayor. Maybe they'll be on the school board one day. Maybe they'll, so many of them have, I was watching the We the People class. I went and judged their final.
Maybe they'll be on the cooking channel.
Yeah, maybe, exactly. Maybe you got your, what was it? My favorite line from the Grease movie, right? Future Rosemary Kennedy's and Joe DiMaggio's, you know, like that's what it's like. You know, if you go back to that movie and you listen to them doing that portion of it, it's like, you know, these are our future presidents, our future movie stars, our future, you know, basketball players, our future carpenters and electricians. So it'll be interesting to see where they all end up. And I just hope they know that everybody is so proud of them.
Good to hear. Oh, boy. Well, okay. I'll agree with you on that. you swung me over.
There you go.
No more bah humbug.
Yeah, no more bah humbug. Me and my marshmallowness got you.
Yeah. It just... You know, I couldn't put up enough defenses.
Yeah. You can't when it comes to kids, right?
No, don't tell people that.
Don't tell people that. Just crumble when it comes to them.
You know, those darn Girl Scout cookie sellers.
I tell you, it's like a drug, man. You know, you start fiending.
You know, you're walking into Fred Meyer's East.
West.
And they got it down. I mean, yeah. They got it down.
Oh, they're in the cookie uniforms and everything.
Oh, and they're getting you as you're walking in. I usually don't carry cash. I got a debit card. So you're feeling guilty as all get out because you're saying, I'll see you on the way out. I'll get some cash.
Yeah.
They're looking at you. Yeah, we've heard that before.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I actually had one. I told that to her.
How many times did I buy Girl Scout cookies from you?
A lot. Pretty much every time. I think this was the only year you didn't. That was just because we didn't do Girl Scouts.
Exactly. I didn't bring it up either.
Because, you know, I would have hit you up if I had it.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
But, you know, what's really funny is one of those girls got me one time. I told her that. I was like, I'll get you on the way back out. I actually had no intention on stopping, but she recognized me and she held me hostage. Kudos to her, man. She's going to be a great salesperson one day. I told her she's going to go far.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness.
I got held hostage by a girl in a cookie uniform.
Get used to it.
Yeah. Yep. That's how it works. Like I said, I crumble with kids. I'm like, okay, I'll buy your cookies.
Well, we got about a half minute left. How do you want to end it?
I just hope all the seniors out there have a great graduation. Congratulations to you all. We're so proud of you. We wish you luck in your future endeavors and becoming adults and getting to be in the world that we're in. And tonight, West Valley High School, it's your turn. You did it.
And who do you appreciate now more than ever before?
Of course, Mayor Prues, it's you.
Because?
Because you're here today.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.